Grind a million bushel of meal, that old mill. I used to have him grind. Go down there and spend the night, grind all night.
Mm-hmm. Was there a certain time, maybe one time of the year,
It was busy the year round. They'd keep corn coming all the time. Uh-huh. I mean regular enough to keep it going all the time. Grind chicken feed, grits, and cornmeal.
Mm-hmm.
Fine, coarse, or however you liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was better than the stone ground gasoline powder I have. It's powder that you get now. It burns it to turn it so fast, and that water ground turned it slow and easy.
Yeah.
It had, looked like it had more body to it or something, better taste.
Yeah, I can remember going down to the mill, but I think, and I don't think I ever saw it when it was,
in operation?
Yeah.
It had a gate, you pull the gate open, water flowed through to the old turbine, got it turning. It would really grind it up.
Mm-hmm. Granddad ever, did he ever grow cotton?
Yeah, he grew cotton, grew peanuts, corn, most every form of produce. Let night catch me over there, and there's a moonlight night.
Yeah.
And I was coming back through this old nigger's field, old Amos Lurk.
Uh-huh.
And a little dim path coming on through the pine. You could see the white part of the path, and the shadow was dark on each side.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, there was a big dark blotch in the middle of that path.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice it. I walked up down. Fell over something kind of big and hairy.
Yeah.
Got a handful of hair in my hands when I fell down.
Uh-huh.
And it was a dead mule. I had my .22 with me, and before I thought I jumped back and shot, and that thing's bed, mule's bed, and it swelled up and it was like shooting a tide.